Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. Two more shows left today and tomorrow. Aaron Flint back Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it. In the meantime, I've got no guests, no schedule, nothing scheduled, all hour-long open phones, whatever you guys want to talk about, whatever's going on out there in all across the fruited plain, whatever's in the news, whatever's on your mind, 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970. I saw this story. The ACLU is getting ready to spend over $1 million on these Supreme Court races in Montana, which we've been talking about for months as maybe the most important race here in Montana, maybe even more important than the U.S. Senate race, are the Montana Supreme Court races. Because remember, folks, the Montana Supreme Court just recently ruled that little girls in this state can get abortions without telling their parents and without notifying their parents. And then also, apparently, little children in this state now have what's called as quote-unquote procreative autonomy, unquote, whatever that means. But the Montana Supreme Court has held that the way I interpret procreative autonomy, it means that the Supreme Court is saying that, you know, your kids out there, they can have sex, get pregnant, and have abortions. And parents, you got nothing to say about that. So that's why these Supreme Court races are so important. And the ACLU is going to be dropping $1 million on these Supreme Court races. And who do you think they're supporting? They're not supporting the Sons of Montana. They're not supporting Dan Wilson. They're not supporting Corey Swanson. The AP reports the ACLU is going to spend $1.3 million to try to prop up these candidates. So that, get ready for that one, folks. And so here's the other sort of, though, interesting thing. Not only did the Montana Supreme Court just recently rule that parents have no say over, the sex lives and the pregnancy lives and the abortion lives of your young daughters out there. You have no say over that, according to the Montana Supreme Court. If you're a parent, you have no say on that issue. Meanwhile, the Moms for Liberty co-founder has declared that Tim Walz and Kamala Harris is the most anti-parent radical candidate that Kamala Harris could have chosen. Moms for Liberty co-founder says the Harris-Walz administration will be dangerous for America's family. She railed against the Democrat ticket for policies that are harmful to American children, detrimental to their parents' rights to have a say in their education. Tim Walz is worse than weird. He's the most anti-parent radical candidate that Harris could have chosen. More stuff on that. Plus, absolutely wild stories coming out of Springfield, Ohio this morning. We'll talk about some of that next.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint. Noble with a K. I'm an attorney in Billings. You can find me online at twitch.tv/lecturefan. We're going to go to Jared in Anaconda, who I believe might be a unicorn Democrat. Jared, thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Travis reminded me that I think the last time we spoke, I might have said that, so.
Yeah, well, I told you, I took it as a compliment. I am different. I'm more of a hillbilly. That most of my friends are Republicans, but they all get it. So it wasn't you, so I'm not giving you a hard time, but a couple times Aaron has brought up Amanda Curtis like she's a bad person, and I personally know her. We play in like a folk gospel union band. Keep the old union songs going, but I mean, she actually is a phenomenal person, knowing her for almost 15 years now. And it just gets a little hard to hear everybody just trash talk her when, I mean, she's the president of the largest union in Montana.
When did she run for office? I'm trying to remember what did she run for?
Well, she originally was like House of Representative in like, I think it was 2012 to 14 or something. But that's also something good to bring up is what was cool about her when she did that. She released YouTube videos that described basically every bill and gave, you know, really good info to all the people that voted. And that's how I met her in Butte. I used to live there. Now I'm in Anaconda. But we still play in a band, and we're, it's always hard to hear people just completely give her a hard time because she's sticking up for the people. I mean, it's the largest public union in Montana. So I just wish people would kind of, you know, think about that she actually puts herself out there. Like, she is a hard-working woman. I know her. I mean, I've been friends with her for a long time. So it's just a little different when you're on the other side of it, where I am, where she is actually an awesome person.
Okay, that's great, and I appreciate the phone call, and that's, I don't know her personally, so I don't ever make comments about politicians or people involved in the political space based on them personally. She may be a wonderful person. I have no idea. What I do know, she's a Democrat, right? She supports Democrat policies, so that's enough right there for me to never, ever, ever support her or vote for her. Let's go to Bill in Flathead. Bill, thanks for calling.
Hey, man. That's a good way to put it. It's not who they are personally, but what they do. I love how you commented about Brian Dinkey owning some Airbnb, Jim Sheedy owning the ranch. I mean, isn't that the American dream? Isn't that what being America is about?
Yes, it is.
The difference is they want no private sector entity, business company to succeed. They only want publicly shared entities, companies to succeed. That was one of the things that came out of COVID. The private sector all but dried up. The publicly exchanged companies, the box stores, the Walmarts, whatever, they couldn't keep stuff on their shelf. And all they have to do, it's just an insider trading scheme with the establishment, which is all Democrats and a lot of Republicans. They just sit on their butts and make money off of those publicly traded companies laughing all the way to the bank.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. Yeah, maybe the reason all of these Democrats and frankly, let's be honest, a fair number of Republicans too, wanted to do all of these shutdowns during COVID and shut down the local privately held mom and pop shops. But yeah, those publicly traded companies where Nancy Pelosi has a bunch of stock, where Nancy Pelosi owns stock. Yeah, don't shut them down. Yeah, keep them open. Yeah, interesting point. I hadn't thought of that one. Seems to make perfect sense. Meanwhile, John Tester is running a basement campaign, essentially. But he did come out of his basement. John Tester did come out of his basement to guess what? To guess what, folks? He did a rally with Planned Parenthood in Bozeman for abortion. Abortion, 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 abortion. The Democrats campaign, abortion, 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 abortion. John Tester's running for abortion, abortion, abortion. Kamala Harris is made abortion, abortion, abortion. That's all this is about to the Democrats. And I can't understand why they think this is such a huge, huge, huge issue. Abortion is not illegal anywhere. We have unrestricted, unfettered abortion in this state. Anybody that wants an abortion, heck, you could be a little kid and want an abortion, you're going to get one. Oh, and no, you don't have to tell your parents. No, you don't have to notify your parents. No, you don't need parental consent. We have totally unlimited, unrestricted abortions in this state. For minors, for adults, for anybody. For women, for men. Anybody that wants an abortion in this state can go get an abortion in this state. No parental consent required. No parental notification required if you're a minor. Abortion, abortion, abortion. But yet John Tester, his one campaign rally that he's done is with Planned Parenthood for more abortions. In what is going on here? We've got real issues at stake in this country. We've got real problems to deal with. We can't have any more abortions. We're already maxed out in the state. We've already got unlimited abortions in the state. Why is Tester running an abortion campaign?
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. Call in now. We'll get you on the show, 406-294-0970. Travis, you still got that Vivek clip? Let's line this up. This was actually from last week. I wanted to get to it last Thursday or Friday. I didn't get a chance to. Vivek Ramaswamy was talking on CNN about how Kamala Harris is trying to run from all of her policies, and he just laid it out so well that I really wanted to play it. And so go ahead and play that, Travis.
You brought up some claims about Kamala Harris. I want to finish that discussion. She said she didn't favor a ban on fracking now. The reality is she was one of the strongest proponents of that ban, so much so that when she was in California, she sued the Obama administration over granting fracking permits. She didn't just favor the abolition of private health insurance. She was a sponsor of the bill with Bernie Sanders as a U.S. Senator for Medicare, U.S. Senator for All for Americans. The reality is, when you think about the Green New Deal, she was the chief proponent, not just as a co-sponsor of the legislation, but going further and saying she would end the filibuster in the Senate to ram that through. So the reality is, she can say what she wants to say now. Those are actions she has taken. Is someone allowed to evolve? Of course they are, but she deserves to explain exactly why she's changed those positions, exactly what her position is. If it's not a ban on fracking, what exactly is it? What exactly is her health care plan if she no longer favors abolishing private health insurance, which just 4 short years ago when she ran for president, she did. And that's the kind of scrutiny that's been missing. I think Donald Trump has received plenty of scrutiny, and I give credit to him for sitting for hostile interviews that Kamala Harris has not.
Of course, Kamala Harris is not going to explain why she's changed her positions, because as Senator Bernie Sanders said on Meet the Press this weekend, she hasn't changed her positions. She's just claiming to, because of the election. She wants to win the election. It's amazing but good job on Vivek for actually citing, look, Kamala Harris didn't just have these positions. Kamala Harris didn't just hold these radical left positions. She was actually the leader on pushing all of these issues forward. She was the sponsor of the legislation. She filed lawsuits. Let me read some of these messages I got from Terry in Kalispell. Says, morning, David. I enjoy when you host the program. Thank you so much. So far, I've had 2 phone surveys. I'm proud to give my opinion. I believe the open border and the flush of illegal people is the most important issue. Crime, high prices, lack of housing, you name it. It's there. Go Trump. Thank you, Terry and Kalispell. Very well said. Dan in Wolf Point says, we need to look at prosecuting these liberal liars for false advertising. I can't believe the lies the left is propagating in this election style, election cycle. Yeah, Dan, the lies are off the charts. And Dennis in Bozeman says, so if children have quote-unquote procreative autonomy, unquote, which is what the Montana Supreme Court says they have, not having to answer to their parents, does this mean parents no longer have any responsibility for their children's actions? Should children now be tried as adults for... Dennis, interesting question, especially because they've arrested the parents of the Georgia school shooter. So yeah, that's interesting. So they'll say that the parents are responsible. The parents are responsible for the kids if the kids go on a shooting with guns that the parents bought and had laying around the house. Then the parents are responsible. But if a minor child wants to get an abortion, no, then the parents have no responsibility. No, that's a great point, Dennis and Bozeman. We've got James Brown in Dillon, PSC President James Brown, and a candidate for state auditor. James Brown, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. I was just sitting here having my breakfast, and I was listening to your show, and then the gentleman called in from Anaconda about Amanda Curtis.
Yeah. Yep.
That sort of put me over the top. So to talk about the themes that you've sort of touched on during this two-hour period, talking about the importance of the state Supreme Court races, you know, I ran 2 years ago, and I can tell you the amount of money that came into my race from out of state to influence my election, and it all came against me, shows you how important these state Supreme Court races, as indicated by the fact that you just noted the Montana Supreme Court just said in a 7-0 opinion that parents don't have any right to talk to their children about whether or not an abortion is a safe and sound medical decision.
And then did you hear me mention how the ACLU is getting ready to pump in over $1 million into these Montana Supreme Court races as well?
Yes, I did. And so along the lines of talking about Amanda Curtis, as that gentleman said that she heads up the teachers union here, I can tell you that the teachers union spent, along with some of these other outside groups, about $1.7 million now that I'm looking at my notes, and money against me. So the gentleman was talking about, well, Amanda's a nice person, but as you stated, you know, these teachers unions are spending in elections and trying to influence the outcome of not only partisan races like mine, the auditor race, but also nonpartisan races like these judges. And so, you know, the thing that I talked about during my race when it came to the teachers union is why are they spending $1 million of teachers' money trying to influence the outcome of Supreme Court race?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you were asking about when she ran for office. She ran against Steve Daines for Senate in 2014, if you remember that. And one of the things that came out in that race is that she had made Facebook posts saying that, quote, Republicans have abnormal hearts. And she also made a quote, I'm an anarchist at heart.
Wow.
So, yes, she was actually... she had ties, believe it or not, to the Industrial Workers of the World Organization, if you know that, anybody who knows Montana history and Butte history, the Wobblies. You know, she's an avowed socialist, and she's heading up our teachers union in Montana. So it does matter.
Well, so what I was going to say is you asked the question, why would the teachers union spend almost $2 million on a allegedly nonpartisan Supreme Court race? And I was just thinking while you were talking there, maybe it's because the teachers union cares more about pushing left-wing politics than they do about the actual teachers or the students.
Well, you can certainly infer from that, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, I would just, to follow up on this conversation, these Supreme Court races are extremely important. You know, the two things that I ran on in the 2022 race were, one is that partisan leanings of the current Supreme Court are not in congruence with the majority of Montanans, which, you know, in and of itself is not a problem. But where it does become a problem is when you have the Supreme Court acting like a super legislature, like it has. I pointed that out 2 years ago in my race, and that's just proven to be true. You know, such an outrageous decision with this parental rights case where 70% of Montanans had passed that initiative that required parental consent for an abortion. I mean, talk about the Supreme Court taking interfering with the family unit and taking decision making out of the hands of parents when it comes to the best direction of their children. It's pretty sick, in fact.
It's egregious. It's absolutely egregious. And I don't want to let that story die. And, of course, the mainstream media here in Montana, your newspapers, your TV stations, you know, Yellowstone Public Radio, all of those, they haven't said one thing about that Supreme Court opinion since it came out. And it's kind of like everybody's just kind of forgot about it. It's really shocking.
Yeah, they have, and I agree with you. And the other interesting thing is, as you noted, is that Tester's in such trouble in the state for re-election that the thing that he's now counting on is to use the abortion issue as the thing that carries him over the top. And so people need to be aware of that. And as you stated, abortion is legal in Montana. So it's sort of a kind of a straw man argument.
Yeah, it really is. Well, thanks so much for calling in. James Brown, PSC president, candidate for Montana State Auditor. Any closing words here?
Yeah, now to your listeners, things are looking good for November. I can see from the polling that all of the Republican statewide candidates are up in our polls, and we just need to work hard and getting our message out, and we'll run through the tape on November.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the call. Good to hear from you, James Brown. I've seen the polling as well, and things are looking good. And then you know, you sort of have a moment of clarity, and you start to get worried, because the counter to that is that, you know, John Tester's a pretty savvy politician, and he's been able to trick a number of people into voting for him, even though they don't agree with his policy positions. But it's just weird for me sitting here behind the microphone, and me and Aaron Flint both have talked quite a bit about that Montana Supreme Court opinion, saying that you know girls in this state, minor girls in the state can get abortions without even telling their parents, and without getting parental consent. And everybody, I guess Montanans aren't that too worried about that. I mean, everybody just kind of, okay, that show's over, let's go back to work, or you know, let's go back to doing what we were doing. Like, how are the people of Montana not shutting this state down and protesting the Montana Supreme Court? I would expect there to be tens of thousands of Montanans protesting at the Montana Supreme Court and shutting it down to show our displeasure with this outrageous decision, saying that little girls in this state can have abortions with no limits whatsoever, mind you, and without having to even notify their parents or tell their parents, not to mention all of these other political decisions. And the other thing that James Brown said there that is so right, which is the fact that the Supreme Court justices are wildly, wildly out of touch with the people of Montana in terms of their personal political beliefs, that's not a problem in and of itself. And because here's what judges and justices are supposed to do. They're supposed to set aside their personal beliefs and rule on the facts and the law. But it's become a big problem when that's not happening, and you've got a Supreme Court so wildly out of touch with the people of Montana that they're tossing out almost everything that our elected representatives have passed.
This is where Montana talks ag. With Lane Nordland.
U.S. beef exports continued building momentum in July. USDA data shows the July beef exports totaled over 110,000 metric tons, up 7% from a year ago, and the second largest of the year. Export value rose 12% to $910 million, also the second highest this year. July growth was fueled by higher demand in Japan, Taiwan, Mexico, and the Middle East, and other parts of Asia. From January through July, value increased 6% from last year, despite a 2% drop in volume.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
Pork exports during the month of July were well above year-ago levels, led by a record value shipment to Mexico. Pork exports reached over 24,000 metric tons during the month, 10% higher than last year. Export values rose 13% to just over $710 million, fueled by a record $244 million market in Mexico. I'm Lee Northland.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So the big Montana news is that Tester is doing a abortion rally with Planned Parenthood in Bozeman. Missoula County approves a 4.2% property tax increase. So lots of bad stuff going on with the Democrats. It's abortions and high property taxes. That's what you get with Democrats here in Montana. Abortions, unlimited abortions, especially for minor children, little girls, they can get abortions now without parental consent, without parental notification. Democrats in Montana increasing our property taxes. That's the local Montana news. The major national news this morning is that the Biden-Harris Tester regime dropped 20,000 Haitians into a Ohio town of less than 60,000, and the people of Ohio are now coming home to find their house cat, their pet, killed and skinned, hanging in the tree next door, while some of these 20,000 Haitians are eating their house cats. And so now you see on X a bunch of images going viral with Donald Trump trying to protect the cats. Vote Donald Trump if you don't want your house cat, your pets eaten. That's what's going on. Let's go to Greg in White Sulphur. Greg, thanks for calling.
Yeah, it sounds to me like the Democrats are trying to make themselves extinct in one generation with abortion. And I don't know, maybe we ought to let them, but beside the point anyway.
Yeah, the only thing is that those poor innocent humans that are getting murdered by these Democrat abortionists,
they may grow up to be Republicans. I said that basically tongue-in-cheek.
No, I know.
The big thing is the women that are using abortion as birth control, remember one thing, ladies, there's room enough in hell for all of you because you are murdering human life.
I mean, really, it's the doctors that are murdering the baby. I tend to focus on the doctors that are doing it as opposed to the women. It's a tough topic. It's a sad topic. I always find the best voices for pro-life are actually women that have had abortions. They'll be the first to tell you about how horrible of an experience it is and how bad it is for folks. Let me get to a couple of other messages here on the Montana Talks app. Dennis in Bozeman says, just another move to remove parents and replace them with the state. I'm voting for Judge Swanson and Judge Wilson for Supreme Court Justice. Exactly, Dennis. Exactly. Corey Swanson, Dan Wilson, Supreme Court candidates. Let's see, who else do we got here? We got Kevin in Belgrade sent in a message saying Amanda Curtis describes herself as a socialist, served, if you will, in the Montana House. Regarding Tester and Bozeman with the abortion people with morals and a brain know it's wrong to have abortions. The problem with the issue is the left wants us to continue to pay for their irresponsible behavior, so this needs to be said. The deal with that is, it's just, for me, when you already have unrestricted, unlimited abortions in this state, to me, the more important issues in this country right now are the economy, inflation, property taxes, you know, freedoms, crime. What you're seeing going on with this crime is just out of control. Chip Roy released a new report breaking down the scale of the ongoing border crisis taking place under the Biden-Harris Tester regime. Millions upon millions of illegal immigrants have been released into the interior of the United States by the Biden-Harris Tester regime. And Chip Roy says, quote, my team compiled a summary of the border invasion perpetrated against the American people by the Harris-Biden regime, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. Our country's being torn apart. dangerous fentanyl, lawless criminals, known terrorists, the abuse of migrants, massive financial costs, all fundamentally remaking of American society, including non-citizen voters. Completely remaking our country. Even in Montana, our economy, our labor markets here in Montana are completely different than they were 3.5 years ago in 2020. At the end of 2020, at the beginning of 2021, everything changed. Our borders opened wide up. And even here in Montana, we have our economy is fundamentally different now. There are no longer any American citizens that do certain jobs in this state. Those jobs and those wages have been taken by illegal aliens, and the wages have been driven into the dirt. Let's go to Mike in Cardwell. Mike, thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing today? This is a great show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, a piece of history on neighbors eating cats. I don't know if a lot of your callers aren't old enough to remember, but back in the 70s, all the boat people from Vietnam came into California, and they had the same problem that they're having in Springfield, Ohio. And they had to hire extra game wardens to protect the wildlife, and everybody had to, you know, they had to watch their cats, their dogs, their goats, their horses, their cattle, or whatever. It was the same scenario. Very same thing.
That's interesting. History, I guess history repeats itself.
Absolutely.
Anything else, Mike? Or?
I could give you about 10 hours worth of stuff, but I'll call you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. The reality is that, look, people from around the world, doesn't matter what country they're from, what their skin color is, none of that bad. What we're talking about here is differences in culture and way of life. And I don't have anything against eating cats or eating dogs. If you want to eat a cat or eat a dog in your country, like, that's fine. Go for it. I think it's sad. I think it's, you know, not ideal. And, of course, the reality, too, is that I think a lot of folks around the world eat, you know, house pets, dogs and cats, because they're starving, which is obviously a horrible, sad thing. And of course, they're starving because they have terrible, corrupt governments. The best thing that we could do here in America for our fellow human beings living around the world is to help them have functioning governments that are ruled by principles similar to the America's founding principles, to where they don't have corruption, they have the rule of law, they have private property, they have Second Amendment gun rights. And if you give those to other countries and help other countries implement those types of ideas, then suddenly their economy takes off and suddenly they don't have to eat dogs and cats. But when instead of doing that, you just import them all into our country, well, then you end up with the situation we have now where you've got American citizens coming home from work and finding the neighbors who are Haitian migrants eating the family pet. That's what's going on here. Let's go to Gary in Terry. Gary, thanks for calling.
Yes, just a reminder. There are only four occupations that create wealth: farming, fishing, forestry, and mineral extract. If we go back to the fundamentals, the basics, and work our way up, we find that most of the parasites, for example, you're talking about the leader of the union. A union is nothing but a parasite. It lives on the back of the people that work. Our government lives on the back of the people that work. It's time for the people that work to get off their dead ass and look to their community and work out from their community. And for example, high schools teaching civics is talking about political parties, is not civics. It's absolutely insane that we've got high school kids that haven't got a clue what Louisiana Purchase could mean to them. And I say, well, don't you think it's a little exciting to know that you're living in it? Gosh, gee whiz, really?
Yeah, you know,
what,
you know what your point about, it reminds me of like a thought that I had during the COVID pandemic. You know, you're talking about, you know, the creation of wealth comes from primarily, you know, resource extraction, you know, farming and ranching, fishing, the timber industry, et cetera, et cetera. I couldn't get it through, understand how in the world is the U.S. economy functioning when everybody's working from home? What is going on? Or just sitting at a desk. We're just sitting at a desk. But no, good call, Gary. The other thing about the unions and the teachers union particularly is the teachers union has a legal obligation to do what's best for teachers, not students. Everybody needs to keep that in mind. The teachers union cares about, and actually they care about Democrat Party politics even more than the teachers. Hey. Yo.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint Noble with the K. I'm an attorney in Billings. Find me online at LectureFan. Dan in Wolf Point, no, Ann in Wolf Point sends a message. If I give a girl a Midol to in school for cramps, she gets prosecuted or expelled for drug dealing. I'm sorry if that, I think that means if a girl gives Midol to her girlfriend in school, she can get prosecuted or expelled for drug dealing. But she can get an abortion without parental involvement. Shaking my head. I agree, and isn't that just absurd? Ain't that just absurd? So a little girl can't go get a tattoo, can't give Midol out, can't get a piercing, but they can get an abortion because they've got procreative autonomy, whatever in the world that means, according to the Montana Supreme Court. Dennis in Bozeman says, I remember during the so-called COVID crisis where I was vilified for questioning the veracity of the government's claims about the mask and the shot, and now it's coming out there was no foundation for the mandates. Two people opined it was my fault for the spread of COVID because I declined to participate with an experimental procedure and I should be killed for my legally proper decisions. I was flabbergasted with their opinions. Ain't that just a face of evil, Dennis? When those Democrats, when those leftists said that you should not be able to receive medical treatment unless you got the shot and wore the mask and everything. But they'll force you to pay for the illegal aliens' medical treatment. No big deal there. Paul in Bozeman says, best affordable housing in Montana are mobile home parks and are manufactured home lots. The cities and the counties should encourage those housing options, but they don't. Good point, Paul in Bozeman. Good point. Because maybe one of the reasons they don't, Paul, is because the people that live in trailers and manufactured housing aren't the ones that are funding all the dark money PACs. That would be my assumption. I can't get enough of these pictures on the internet with Donald Trump running away from the illegal aliens, carrying your local family pet to try to save them. But there's more important things going on right now, in particular. Congress doing its number one job of appropriations and federal spending. Unfortunately, they are going to pass another one of these CRs, another one of these omnibus continuing resolution garbage packages that's going to blow out the deficit even further. Thomas Massie, U.S. Representative Thomas Massie posted on X, I'm voting no on the CR. I don't care which bright, shiny object is attached to it or which fake fight we start and won't finish. Congress is spending our country into oblivion, and this bill doesn't cut spending. Thank you, Representative Massie, for being a no vote. I'm so sick of these shiny objects the Republicans try to attach to these CRs. Hey, guys, hey, yeah, we're going to vote to fully fund Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Biden-Harris testers' policies. We're going to fully fund the DOJ that's attacking President Trump with lawfare and political persecution. We're going to fully fund all that, but we're going to attach this little thing to it where it says that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. Or we're going to pass a little additional spending for the border wall. Give me a break. No, those budget, that budget at the federal level, it needs to be balanced, or these representatives need to vote no. They're destroying our country. They're causing inflation to go through the roof. Nobody can even get by anymore. 65% plus of us are all living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to get by because of this massive inflation and this horrible economy. Remember, folks, the more federal debt there is, the more federal debt, the more federal spending, the lower economic growth is. This is economics 101. Economics 101, the bigger the federal debt and the bigger federal spending means lower GDP growth rates. So if you want the economy to grow, if you want the economy to grow, you have to cut federal spending and you have to start paying off this federal debt. It's crowding out private investment and it's causing our GDP growth rates to go down. So you've got sky high inflation and low economic growth. That's called stagflation. So we've got stagflation in this country, and Congress is right now, folks, in Washington, D.C., right now getting ready to pass another deficit spending bill. Meanwhile, Unleashed Prosperity Index this morning reports $4.6 trillion in tax hikes, zero spending cuts. In years past, even liberals would propose $2 or $3 of spending cuts for every dollar they wanted to raise in taxes. At least then they pretended to want to cut fat out of the budget. Neither presidential candidate has offered much in terms of spending reductions. Now, Trump has endorsed Elon Musk's idea for a federal efficiency commission, which it seems to me there's a difference in ideas about what that's going to be. Elon Musk thinks it's going to be a way to you know, have a commission make recommendations on what federal statutes to repeal and what federal regulations to repeal. But it seems to me other people think it's just, oh, how do we make the government more efficient? Meanwhile, we've got a $7 trillion federal budget, $2 trillion of which is deficit spending. And these politicians in D.C. can't even identify one legitimate way to cut spending. Meanwhile, we're wasting money at the federal level like you wouldn't believe. We're spending our federal taxpayer dollars on giving illegal aliens a bunch of free stuff. We're spending it on drag queen shows in Ecuador. And we're spending $7 trillion, $2 trillion of which is deficit spending, and they can't find one thing to cut? Shout out to Representative Rosendale. I sure hope he's a no vote on this, just like Representative Thomas Massie will be a no vote on this upcoming spending boondoggle. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.